October 14, day 20, B-sides and bonus tracks, something you love, which others may not have heard previously. B-sides. Actually, I had to go and do a bit of searching for this. And because the 60s and the 70s were so brilliant for music, it becomes so difficult to remember what records I actually had way back then. I know I had a lot of albums, so you didn't have a B-side really, although there was 8 B-sides, if you know what I mean. So singles, I always tended to invest in more albums than anything else. I always thought they were greater value for money. Being a Scot, it's all about the money. But anyway, so I had a scout through at some of the big hits and remembering the ones, or picking out the ones that I remember I did actually have. And so, I nailed it down to a wee list. And rather than run through, rather than play these individually and introduce them one at a time, I thought, I'll just be lazy. And probably better for the listener anyway, if I just tell you the B-sides that I'm going to play. The first one is the Beach Boys, and it's called Kiss Me Baby. And it's from 1965, and that was the flip side of their massive hit, Help Me Rhonda. The B-side, usually they say B-sides are the opposite of the A-side, if you know what I mean. So if they've got a rock on the A-side, the more ballady or slower track on the B-side. Not necessarily true, but in this case it's more downbeat, if you like, but still a nice song. And I remember having Help Me Rhonda. The thing is, I can't remember Kiss Me Baby, but I did have Help Me Rhonda, so I must have listened to it. But so I'm going to listen to it again, and that's why I'm playing it. The next one is Bobby Darin. I love Bobby Darin. What a gorgeous voice that guy had. And the track is I'll Be There. This is from 1960, and it's the flip side of Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. Remember that song? Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Yeah, and we've got just what I mentioned on the B-side, a ballady type to counter, not to counteract, but to counter the boisterous, if you like, A-side. Bobby Darin's a real star, wasn't he? What a voice. Next, we have an amazing track. Now, I had Satisfaction. I remember having Satisfaction, clearly. Who wouldn't, if you had it? But I can't remember this B-side, but I must have had it. And it comes from 1965, of course, when Satisfaction came out. And it's the Under Assistant West Coast Promo Man. And when I played this, I thought, that's a blooming good track, that. How did I can't remember that one? But in all honesty, I can't. So I don't know. But there you go, it must have been there. Next is The King Himself, Elvis Presley. And it's from 1965, Crying in the Chapel. Well, picking out an Elvis Presley track from those years. Oh my God, I had them all. But as I said, mostly an album. But the flip side of the single, Cry in the Chapel, is I Believe in the Man in the Sky. And most people will probably know that Elvis Presley was a bit of a gospel singer in his youth. In fact, even when he was making massive hits for the teeny boppers of the day, he was still producing wonderful gospel records, modernised in his version, but still gospel songs. He was a great Christian in his day. And so I quite enjoyed this wee track. It was really nice. The penultimate track is from 1965 by the Yardbirds. And it's called Still I'm Sad. And it's the flip side of I'm a Man. Well, you probably remember I'm a Man if you heard of the Yardbirds, that is. Still I'm Sad, I remember so clearly because it's just a unique track. It's a track to me you could never forget. And I just think it's brilliant, and I think, to be honest with you, it could have been an A-side. You know, like, sometimes they say an A and a B-side, but sometimes they say it's a double A-side. Well, I think, in this case, it would have been a double A-side. And I just think it's a wonderful track. It's weird, but then the Yardbirds and the Zombies and all those people did do weird stuff at that time. And as I said, it was 1965. And the final one is from Rod Stewart. This is a later one, 1971. I've breached into the 70s just. And it's Mandolin Wind. Now, I'm guessing quite a lot of people out there probably have heard Mandolin Wind, but there may be a few that haven't. It's the flip side of I'm Losing You by Rod. And I actually think that Mandolin Wind is actually a better song. And it should have been the A side. I love the orchestration, the instrumentation in this track. It's beautiful. It's a lovely song. And it winds up as it goes along. I think it's a fantastic track, Mandolin Wind. And as I said, I think prefer it to I'm Losing You anyway. So that's my choices for day 20, B-sides, etc.
Darling, I'll be there. Oh, sent me to any church for a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be tried more often than
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
he is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe and the man in the sky.
Oh, a sparrow,
sparrow
is all I may be.
Sparrow am I.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing.
Thank you. I knew how much you loved the sun. But you chose to stay, stay and keep me warm through the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love you. Oh, the snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen field, you know, through the coldest winter in almost 14 years. I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst, and I know I love. Next few lines come really hard. Don't have much, but what I've got is yours. Except, of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know you don't play, but I'll teach you one day, because I know.
Couldn't change a thing.